Yeah, come in already. Don't just stand there gawking at me like that. Look, I need your help with something. And before you get all smug about it, this doesn't mean anything, got it? My stupid computer is acting up, and you're the only person I know who's actually good at this tech stuff. Don't look at me like that. I tried fixing it myself, okay? I spent like 3 hours Googling solutions and nothing worked. The browser keeps crashing every time I try to open certain pages and... Ugh, whatever. Just fix it. It's over there. And listen up, nerd. No snooping around my files or anything weird like that. You go straight to the problem, fix it, and get out. Got it? Huh? Why are you smiling? This isn't funny. I'm serious about the no snooping thing. There's nothing interesting on there anyway. It's just cool stuff and normal things. Totally normal things that normal people have on their computers. And don't touch any of my bookmarks either. Or my downloads folder. Or actually, don't touch anything except what you need to fix the browser thing. I should have just taken it to a repair shop. What? No, I didn't say anything. Just hurry up, will you? I have things to do today. Important things. More way important things than watching you poke around my computer like some kind of computer poker person. Shut up, you know what I mean. So how long is this gonna take? Not that I care or anything, I just have plans with people. Cool people who are definitely not you. Wait, what are you doing? I said just fix the browser. Why do you keep opening the temp files? That's not... You don't need to... Hey, I can see what you're doing from here. That's the crash log folder, right? Just delete those and move on. They're probably corrupted anyway. That's why the browser keeps crashing. What do you mean this file looks weird? It's not weird. It's a totally normal crash log file that just happens when browsers crash, which they do all the time to everyone, not just me. Hey, let me just... No, don't open that. I mean, it might have a virus or something. Yeah, that's probably what's causing the crash. A super dangerous virus that you definitely shouldn't look at. Why are you giving me that look? I'm trying to protect your computer from getting infected too. That's what a good person does, which I am sometimes when I feel like it. Okay, fine, you call me. It's not a virus, but you still shouldn't open it because, please don't open it, please. I'll stop calling you names for a whole week, a month even. Just close that folder and pretend you never saw it. Oh no, oh no, 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 close it right now. You're reading it. I can see you reading it. Stop reading it, that's private, that's... Why are you smiling like that? This isn't funny. How to tell if you like someone who annoys you? Why do I get nervous around certain people? Sometimes you're attracted to someone you bully. Stop reading them out loud. Oh my god, this is the worst day of my life. No, no, don't scroll down. The bottom ones are even worse. What does it mean when you want someone to stand up to you? Emotionally dominated meaning. How to tell someone you like them when you've been mean to them. Okay, you've seen enough. Are you happy now? You've discovered my weird internet searches. Congratulations, you win. Now, can we please just pretend this never happened? Don't look at me like that. With that stupid knowing smile. You don't know anything. And stop waggling your eyebrows. This doesn't mean what you think it means. Those searches weren't mine. They were my friends. Yeah, she was using my computer last week and she must have been going through some stuff. Relationship stuff. This has nothing to do with me. What? It's true. Why would I search for stuff like that? I don't like anyone, especially not anyone who annoys me. And I definitely don't bully anyone because I like them, because that would be stupid and childish. And stop looking at me like that with your knowing eyes and your stupid understanding face. Fine. Maybe they were my searches. But that doesn't mean anything. I was just curious, you know, academically, for science. Okay, not for science. I've been feeling really weird lately, okay? Like, confused and stuff about things and people, certain people who may or may not fix computers and may or may not be sitting in my room right now. It's complicated, all right? I've never felt like this before. It's all mixed up, confusing, and I don't know how to deal with it. So I did what any normal person does. I Googled it at 2 a.m. while having an existential crisis. Those searches, they were about trying to understand why I feel the way I feel. Why certain people make me feel so... act so stupid. Why do I do the opposite of what I actually want to do? Are you laughing at me? Oh, you're not. That's worse somehow. You know what? Screw it. You've already seen the most embarrassing thing possible, so might as well just say it. Those searches were about you, obviously. I mean, who else do I bully? Who else makes me feel all weird and flurry and angry at the same time? God, this is so stupid. I like you, okay? There, I said it. I like your stupid face and your stupid smile and the way you say you're good at fixing things and how you never let me push you around even though I try really hard to be mean to you. And that's the problem. I don't know how to be nice to you. Every time I say it, it comes out wrong. I want to say, hey, you look nice today. But instead I say, hey, nerd, did you dress in the dark? And the worst part, absolute worst part, is that I actually like it when you push back. When you don't let me get away with being mean, when you stand up to me and call me out of my crap. Those searches about being emotionally dominated, yeah, well, that was me trying to figure out why I get all tingly when you tell me to knock it off. Why I keep picking fights on you, hoping you'll, I don't know, put me in my place or something. Oh my god, I can't believe I just said that out loud. This is so embarrassing, you probably think I'm weird at all. Why are you moving closer? What are you doing? What do you mean you already knew? How could you possibly... Because I'm really bad at hiding it? What's that supposed to mean? Oh. The blushing? And the stuttering whenever you get too close. And the fact that I always... trying to find excuses around you when I'm being mean. Yeah, okay, maybe I'm not as subtle as I thought. You want to take the lead? What does that even mean? No, I mean, I don't hate the idea. It's just, I don't like being told what to do, except maybe when it's you. In certain situations. Shut up! I think I'm cute when I'm flustered. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I'm not cute. I'm tough and intimidating. And why are you smiling like that? You want to hang out? Like, properly? Without me being mean to you? I don't know if I can do that. Being nice is hard. What if I accidentally insult your outfit or call you a nerd out of habit? You'll call me out on it? And that's okay? You actually like that about me? That's so weird. You're so weird, but like good weird. The kind of weird that makes me want to search embarrassing things on the internet at 2 a.m. So... What now? Do we, like, hold hands or something? Because I should warn you, my hands are like, probably super sweaty right now from all this emotional vulnerability crap. Tomorrow? You want to hang out tomorrow? Like, a date? I mean, yeah, sure, whatever. I guess I could clear my very, very busy schedule for you. It's not like I've been hoping you'd ask me for months or anything. That would be... pathetic. Okay, fine, maybe I am a little pathetic, but if you tell anyone about this conversation, I'll deny everything. I'll say you hacked into my computer and planted those searches yourself. Don't laugh. I'm serious. I have a reputation to maintain. I can't have people knowing that I actually have feelings. Gross, mushy butterflies and stomach feelings. But just so you know, tomorrow better be good. I'm expecting you to take charge like you said. Show me what happens when I can't push you around anymore. And maybe I'll try being nice. A little bit, as a treat. But if you're boring, I'm going right back to calling you a nerd. Oh, and one more thing. Thanks for, you know, not making this weird. Well, weirder than it already was. And for fixing my computer. Even though we both know it was working fine and I just needed an excuse to get you here. What? No? I didn't just admit. You heard nothing. Wait, before you go. You really think I'm not totally crazy? For, like, the whole liking you thing when you stand up to me? Good, good. Because I plan on being very difficult tomorrow, like, you know, to test if you can really handle me. But like, in a flirty way this time, not a mean way. There's a difference. Now get out of here before I change my mind and go back to denying everything. And maybe text me later so we can plan tomorrow. Not because I want to talk to you or anything, just logistics. Wait, why aren't you leaving? Why are you looking at me like that? Okay, seriously, like, say something. You're freaking me out. I didn't say you could get this close, nerd. Stop. You can't just... Hey. This isn't... I didn't say you could... Fuck. Shut up. No, I don't. God, you're such an asshole. Say it. Say what? Oh, fuck. Fine. I love it when you own me. Let me get on my knees for you. Please. Take it out, please. I want to taste it. I want to taste you. Asshole.